Hey everyone, welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad you're here with us. If this is your first time, stop right there, like, subscribe so you never miss out on one of our future episodes. And if you're a frequent listener, we want to hear from you. We are looking for any feedback. So when you get a moment, make sure you leave us a review. 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, whatever it is, we're looking to grow this podcast and we want to know what we're doing good, what we can do better, all those good things. So feel free to leave us a review. Now, on to this week's episode where we're talking about the power of self-talk. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. You ready?
Dude, I'm ready. I'm born ready.
I know you are.
Came out the womb ready. Actually, I didn't. Do you want to know, did I ever tell you how much I weighed when I came out the womb? 3 pounds.
3 pounds, 2 ounces.
3 pounds, 1 ounce. I must have told you.
No, you didn't. I guessed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. Well, I was.
You're
born...
a little peanut now, so I figured you're a little peanut then. 3 pounds, 2 ounces.
3 pounds, 1 ounce. I was born 3 months early, man. I wasn't even supposed to make it. Look at me now.
Dude, my index finger weighs more than that.
It's freaking hilarious.
Little peanut. Peanut Paul.
I'm calling me that.
Good morning, buddy.
Dude, good morning.
Here we go.
This is great. I can't
believe
we're
doing this
on
Sunday mornings.
I really do. I do. I think it's a good way to start.
4 a.m. I started texting you at 6. I was like, dude, I'm up. And you were like, let me read your text. It was funny. You said, oh. And then you said, I'm getting there with a laughing
emoji. Dude,
I'm
getting there. I'm getting there. I almost took it. Well, I was in bed. Stephanie got up. She had to go to work this morning. So she's up at like 5:30, which is late for her. But anyway, so she's up at 5:30. And I told her, before you leave, make sure I'm up because we're going to podcast super early this morning. We're going to podcast at 6:30. And I want to be awake. So when you messaged me, I'm still laying in bed, but I'm waking up. And I flipped my camera around and I was going to send you a picture as I laid there in bed. And I was like, yeah, I guess I won't do that. But anyways.
That was perfect. So I'm about, I think I'm 4 coffees ahead of you.
Yeah, I've got one. Dude, I'm excited. I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. It's a good day.
It's a good day. It's Sunday, man. December 20th, 2020.
Wow.
A lot of 20s. That's kind of odd. December 20th, 2020. It's not odd. It's
12-20-2020.
12-20-2020. And hit him
with the hard
20. You're going to turn this into a rap song.
I guess we could. Which one was that?
Is ready to go. I'll give you the beat.
That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
It was December 20th.
It was 2020. I can't rap on one cup of coffee, man.
Tim woke me up. We're going to do a podcast.
We are doing it. We're doing it.
Somebody posted the other day, like, I think it was my sister or somebody posted something about, oh, post your best rapper, like, for rapping, Christmas rapping.
Oh, yeah.
And I posted a picture of Snoop Dogg.
Did you? That's great.
I said, well, he's my favorite rapper.
That is great. I'm sure. Did she appreciate your humor? Did Julie appreciate your humor?
Some people did. I think Julie just probably rolled her eyes and said, he's so annoying.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
That's what big brothers do, right?
That's right.
It's my job, my J-O-B.
It's a part of your job for sure. It's definitely part of the description.
Annoy my siblings the best I can. Because someday I'll be gone, and they're going to want to remember those days.
That's exactly it. You know, I'll tell you this, and I might have told you this before. One of the coolest things for me on this podcast is that one day when I'm not here, that my kids will still be able to hear my voice and kind of know some of my thoughts and, like, what goes through my mind. And, like, I'm like,
absolutely.
I almost said I'm excited for that, but I am excited about that. Like, I think so. I don't know how you are. And I don't, it's not like I think about this every day, but I personally think legacy is important. And I know a lot of people go through life not worrying about it, but I think what you leave behind, on this earth is super, super important. And I love the fact that we get to do this and essentially kind of put our footprint, even if it's a small one, we put our footprint into the earth and leave something behind. So 12-20-2020, let's go.
12-20-20. All right, let's get it going. So what news we got going on, Paul?
You know, I don't know if we got a ton of news or not, but I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you right now what's going on at Five Star. We're like, first of all, a ton, right? So you saw that, you already knew that we're starting cardio kickboxing again.
Love it.
I can't get into the details on why we took a 5-year hiatus, but we are restarting cardio kickboxing, which is super exciting, of course. We are launching our online at-home workout platform, which the goal of that is not only to have our five-star teammates take advantage of it, but our goal really is to go nationwide with this. I want five-star in every home. And what's going to be different about this is the vision is that we literally create five-star in your house, in your home, so that you don't dread going wherever, to the basement, to the garage, to the living room, to work out, that you're actually excited about it. Because when you're done, you're going to be right on the social media platforms, making friends, just like you would do if you were at Five Star. You know how many people meet their best friends at Five Star?
Oh yeah.
Like, we want to add that to people's homes. But anyways, more important than all of this stuff, and don't get me wrong, this stuff is super important. What I think super cool and some news for Five Star anyways, is every Christmas, I shouldn't say every, many Christmases now, we team up with Philip Farley in his church, and we sponsor families. And this year we sponsored 5 families. And in 2 days, the lists for the families on who was going to donate presents were completely filled. So, you know, I was up obviously last week. The entire front desk area is just full of presents for these 5 families. And these 5 families have nothing. They have nothing. So the fact that we are able to make their Christmas, I don't want to say normal. To me, that's normal. A lot of presents under the tree, that's normal for me. So to make their Christmas normal or special, like, talk about news. That's the best news that I have for you, man. It's so insane. Good. Yep, for sure.
Like, literally had to move stuff out of the way the other day because it was blocking the fire exit. Like, it's like spilling out of Five Star. And that's just the love that comes out of that place, man. It just spills out and flows out into the world. And for sure, you could see that, you know, physically, you know, walking through the doors the other day, you're stepping over gifts that were left there for these families. And, you know, they had to reorganize it. So it's huge, dude. It's
awesome.
It's amazing. It's Five Star, and it's truly,
it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so much more, right? You can go to a gym, go in, work out, and you leave, and that's the end of it. That's the end of the story. Not a Five Star. There's so much more involved in it, and it's truly great, and I'm honored to be part of it. It's truly a unique place.
No doubt. No Love doubt, it. Man. I appreciate it for sure.
Dude, 2020 is almost out of here.
I know.
What a year, man. What a year.
Seriously. So we started this podcast in 2020.
I know.
Right? So we've been at it for 10 or 11 months now, yeah. Because I'll have to go back and look, but it was either January or February when we started. So it's almost been a full year for us, and it's crazy to, we should, and I think we spoke about this before, we should have a year in review.
Definitely.
Even if it's just little snippets about the podcast, you know, little like clips from each one.
Yeah.
And I know you do all of the hard work, so you would have to do that because I don't know how to do it. But anyways, so it's crazy to think, because when this all first started, just the rumblings of coronavirus, right? So there was just the talk of, oh, you know, this big virus is coming, you know, from China, and is it really going to hit us or is it not going to hit us? And and it was just the talk, right? And it was kind of like, you know, and obviously I'll talk coronavirus because it is what it is, and that's 2020 in a nutshell. So it was just the talk, and it was, okay, here we go again with the media. It's an election year, go figure. Let's have a big crisis and see what happens. You know, people in hazmat suits, the whole thing. And it's just kind of that journey of like, at first it seems like, at least to me, I'm not talking for everybody, but for me, it was like, well, it's an election year. Of course this is going to happen. But then it just kept going and it kept going and it kept going. And then, you know, my businesses are shut down for 5 months. And then, you know, here we are today. So anyways, the progression of the year, it's like, wow, wow. What a year 2020 was.
It's been a roller coaster ride for sure.
Let me ask you this. What is, and I'm putting you on the spot, so my sincerest apologies. What is one, and I know that you have many, what is one good thing that came out of this year for you?
The fact that we were forced, in a way, to adapt and overcome so many situations, right? This was one scary. So it, you know, that was a challenge, how to overcome that fear, how to overcome, oh my gosh, am I going to get it? Does anybody in my family have it?
Right.
How to overcome worry. You know, of course, coronavirus made everybody worry about their families
everything.
And themselves and everything. Right. You're, like you just said, your business is everything. So, and here we are. We have gotten through all of that. And listen, coronavirus is still here. It's not, you know, it's probably going to be here for a good portion of 2021 as well, I'd imagine.
Absolutely.
But even though it has challenged us, and every single one of us is probably challenged similar, but in different ways, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. Absolutely makes sense.
We're getting through it. And we're getting through it, and we're learning how to adapt to it. We're learning how to seek out support if we need it. And it's been an eye-opening experience for a lot of us, as far as you never know through all of this who to listen to, who to believe, what was right, what was wrong, what. And there were so many things pulling you different directions that you had to stop. And so the one thing that I've learned is just to stop, breathe, take a moment, and just figure it out. Figure it out. Figure it out for myself. Figure it out for my family. And make sure that we have everything that we need to get through it, you know, whatever that was going to take. You know, I think that's a positive thing. That's not a negative thing. Everything I'm saying here, these are positive things. And was it uncomfortable? Of course it was uncomfortable. But did I learn from it? 100%. I learned that I can be uncomfortable and survive it and adapt to it and make things, you know, better for my family and I.
I love it. I love it. You nailed it, man. Oh, man. Like, so to have your small businesses shut down for 5 months, I can tell you there's a lot of stress and a lot of things like that. But I'm going to tell you right now, there are a lot of positives that came out of 2020 for me. And to narrow it down to one, I loved, and that we've had this, I've said this before, but it just is what it is. I've loved being able to have extra time with my kids and to kind of slow down for a little bit, right? You know, you never stop, right? As humans, we are on the go. And I feel like, and maybe it's just because I'm older, maybe it's always been like this and I just didn't know because I was younger, but we're always on the go, man. It's always da-da-da-da-da-da, like fast. Like, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I still find myself it happening sometimes. But for a while this year, we were able to sit back and, like you mentioned before, like play Xbox with your boy more than normal, you know, get the Nintendo out and play Nintendo and like have these family moments and just kind of be there. Now, not everybody's going to share in that experience with me. And I understand that because I am home, right? I work from home other than when I'm traveling. And, you know, the negative, I guess you could say, the hard part, I guess, is that I work 24/7, as weird as that might sound, but I never really look at it as work. But my point is I'm home, right? I'm very, very fortunate. I get to be with my kids like that. I can't imagine being a teacher. Yeah. And we talked about this, being a teacher who's trying to teach school and have their kids at home, virtual learning, or a parent who, or a family whose both parents are at work, or a family where the parents are split. I mean, I can imagine the stresses. But for me, being able to be here and just have extra time with my kids, you know, I'm a firm believer in time being more valuable than money. You can always get money. You can never get the time back. You know, there's always opportunities for money. You just have to find it. There's not always opportunity for time. And we realize that when we go back through like old pictures, right? And you see your son who, you know, was just this little baby, right? And now he's, you know, whatever, 5'5". Like, it's just insane, or to how fast it goes. you can't ever get that time back. So the positive I took from this year, one of the many, and I'm telling you, I got a bunch. That's one of the biggest ones, is just having that extra time with my boys, and kind of, you know, just being there, like just being with my boys. Anybody listening, take a minute, take as many minutes as you need and sit back and try to think of at least one positive thing from this entire year. Listen, man, we're 12 months in. You've got to have something. There's something. And that something could be as basic, as simple as, you know, you're here, you're listening to this podcast. That means you got a phone. That means that you have a car, possibly. That means that you are alive. And try to think of something positive that came out of this year, anything. And once you have one, try to make a list of three. Once you have three, try to get up to five. You know, I guarantee if you look for it, and we've spoke about this before. I call it being a gold digger. And that's not about the money. You're going to be a gold digger because you're searching for the good, right? You're searching for the good stuff. So try to find some positives in this year. Sit back, reflect. You know, we've mentioned many times how we really are strongly against lumping everything together, right? Saying, oh, 2020 sucked, or, oh, my day was horrible, right? We talked last week about the 5-minute rule and whatnot. So the one positive that comes out of that mindset is January 1st, because so many people, right? So the new year's coming up. So many people take that opportunity to set goals that don't do it otherwise throughout the year. So the one positive to this whole calendar flip, because let's call a spade, and I hope you all realize this. When the calendar flips, nothing changes. If you don't change, it's just another day. Stop. But anyways, that's a whole nother thing. But the positive is so many people that normally wouldn't set goals at least make that first step of setting the goal. Now listen, man, by 3 weeks in, so many people have already given up, and you and I can actually help with that with our coaching, but that's a whole different thing. So many people already give up at that point, but there's so many other people that don't. And there's so many other people that their new life, will say, or their fresh start really does start at the new year. So positive going into 2021 and that calendar flipping, is there's going to be a lot of people making goals. And, you know, I hope and we hope that they can stick to them and make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You ever been through something? This is a dumbass question. This is a dumb question for you because I know the answer. I already know the answer. You've been through many, many things. You've been through something so difficult that you're like, if I can make it through this, I can make it through anything. For some people, that's 2020. For some people, that's your year. And if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything. If you can make it through the state of the economy, if you can make it through the shutdowns, the fear, the sickness, if you can get through that, you can get through anything. And it's, you know, it is, it's exciting. It's exciting that, you know, Christmas is almost here. It's exciting that the new year is almost here. But, you know, again, things change when you change. So, you know, don't just think that everything's going to magically happen on 2021. Set your goals and let's do this. Let's do this, man.
All right, let's get into our topic of the week, Paul.
Let's do it. I think this is going to be another quick one.
Dude, like, we are talking about.
To the point, man.
Absolutely to the point. And so we're going to get right into it. Self-talk, right? So we all have an instrument that's within us, right? And that is, if you think about it, like there's instruments that play music or whatever. We are built with one, and it's called our mind, right? Our mind is an instrument, and it has the ability to acknowledge everything around you. No matter what's going on throughout the day, your mind is controlling what you're thinking, and it searches for solutions to challenges or problems you're dealing with. A lot of times likes to play it safe, tries to keep us safe. It never stops working, dude. It's constantly, constantly going. And it's almost like an internal Wi-Fi connection. Like picture that. It never stops, right? It's constantly, constantly going, searching and searching and searching. And a lot of times it creates its own voice. And we all have it. You have an internal voice.
Absolutely.
And that voice starts internal conversations with yourself. So when we talk about self-talk, are you using self-talk in a positive or negative fashion, right? Because it's your mind kind of that's automatically doing it, but you still have 100% control. You can change it. So no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're navigating through, it all starts with your thoughts. It all starts with
always.
Your mind.
Yes.
So always. You know, think about that. How many times have you been dealing with something and your thoughts just demotivate you? I mean,
it's incredible, isn't it? It's such an easy thing to happen.
Right. So, and let's take that a step further. Let's get a little more clear on that. So your mind, it navigates you through whatever you're dealing with. And how many times have you talked yourself out of doing something challenging?
Always.
There's no way, I can't do it. So, or it scares you. Picture this, right? Remember back when you were a kid, and this has happened your whole life. You're back, maybe you're in a class, you're listening to a teacher, and the teacher asks a question, and you have the answer. But you don't raise your hand. Why don't you raise your hand? You start thinking about, what if I'm wrong?
Right.
What if I embarrass myself? What if, and this is the self-talk that kicks in. It's your mind trying to make you play it safe. When you have dude, you have the answer. You know the answer, but your self-thought and your self-talk has talked you right out of raising that hand and going ahead and answering it. Now, you're a public speaker. You speak in the public.
Yes, sir.
How many times you get stage fright?
Every single time to this day. I'll tell you right now, I still, I don't know if nervous is the word, a little bit. It doesn't matter what class I'm teaching. Once I get up in front of that class, now listen, man, I'm excited and I'm confident, but I still do get that stage fright. To this day, I've been doing this my entire life. To this day, I still get that.
And the interesting thing is you're getting that stage fright to something that hasn't even happened yet.
Oh, that always. That's exactly
so,
it.
So you're getting up, you're getting ready to make that speech. I know a lot of the black belt spectaculars, you get up and I can see you before. I've seen you before. You're pacing.
Yep.
And you know what? And I'm watching you and you're pacing back and forth and I can see you, your mind is going. And I know that your self-talk right then and there is causing that stage fright. It's causing that, it's giving you that, you know, that safe place. Like, Paul, you don't have to do this, man. You don't have to do this. You don't have to get up in front of those people. You don't have to. And it just talks you out. It starts demotivating you, right? So when we look at self-talk, we look at, how is it controlling us? Is it controlling us in a negative way? Or are we going to use it in a positive way? We often let our mind speak its own voice with no restrictions or control over it. So what do we do about it? Well, I think, you know, we have to first recognize it. How does it work and how do we control it?
So I'll tell you, to piggyback off what you're saying, and I'll give you, I'm going to put you in my brain right now, man. I'm going to put you in my head at a black belt spectacular. Perfect. So for those of us listening that aren't five-star students, aren't five-star members, and have no idea what we're talking about, when our students earn their black belt, so we have a whole process, but once they get through the test and they earn their black belt and they've passed, we celebrate, man. We have a party. And what that party is at, we generally go to the Civic Center. Excuse me. We generally go to the Civic Center and we put on a show. We put on a demonstration and we pack the place. I mean, most of the time we're close to 400 people in there. So there's 400 people sitting in the seats and I open it up with a speech on stage with a spotlight right in my face. And I generally don't write down my speech because I really don't like being scripted. I just don't. I like when I speak, I want it to come from the heart and I don't want it to be scripted as often as possible. So what goes through my mind, you see me pacing in the back, right? So I'm pacing in the back. And what I'm doing is I'm thinking of like some of the bullet points that I want to say. And I'm almost saying my speech as I pace. And you talked about the self-talk and how easily that can just tell me, you don't have to do this, dude. Like, back up, because you're right. Like, what our minds do, and this is completely normal, what our minds do is they try to keep us safe. That's what they do. Our brains, obviously very smart. They try to keep us safe and comfortable. Getting up and standing with a spotlight blasting in your face with a microphone in your hand in front of 400 people is not safe. It is uncomfortable. But back to the self-talk. So you're in my head, right? I'm telling you, I'm walking, I'm pacing, I'm thinking of what I'm going to say. The words, I'm mumbling my speech out loud as I pace back and forth. You know what else I'm telling myself? And I'm not, this is no joke. You freaking got this, man. This is you. This is That's you. This it. Is what you've been wanting to do your entire life. Is get up in front of these people and talk. This is your day. You are going, I'm like, listen, man, I'm dead serious. I talk to myself, like legit coach myself. Like, this is your day. There's nothing you can say that's going to be wrong. You stumble over your words, you're fine. You spit on the crowd a little bit, you're okay. Nothing can cause you to fail in this moment. I legit coach myself, talk to myself, and like, I'm like my best hype man. I'm my own hype man, because you know what? When the students see me, I want them to see a confident sensei out right. there. And if I can do this, anybody can do it. And I want the students to be like, wow, I want to be up there someday giving this speech. And so anyways, that's super important to me. But anyways, so self-talk, man. Yeah, that's it.
And you just hit the nail right on the head. You basically control how your thought process is going to be, your mindset, right? You 100%. Basically went right from you don't allow the negative to even happen. Yeah, you go right into, okay, this is it. This is positive. And I think that's the key thing is first thing we need to do before we can even incorporate the positive self-talk is to identify the negative thinking.
Yep.
I found an article online from positivepsychology.com. There was a blog and the writer Elaine Mead broke it down into four categories that negative thinking generally comes from. And the first one is like personalizing it. And that's when somebody blames themselves for everything. Think about that for a minute, right? Have you ever blamed yourself for something through negative thinking? I know I have.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners, I want you to think about that as you're listening to this. Have you ever blamed yourself for something through the negative thinking? No other reason, but just the way you're thinking about it. So that was the first one, personalizing. And then magnifying it. This is when your negative thinking focuses only on like negative aspects of a certain situation. Mm-hmm. You end up ignoring all of the positive aspects of whatever's going on. And you're only focused in on the negative aspects of the certain situation. We see that a lot with, I'm just going to say it, the news media, right? Yeah. All they show is the negative aspects of a certain situation. That's right. Listen, I'm not going to say always. Always is a bad word.
The majority of the time.
A lot of the times we're seeing, or they're putting out there in front of us, the negative aspects of certain, so they're magnifying it. And we do yep. that with our heads too, right? With our,
yes,
with
we
our
do.
Negative thinking, we start magnifying it. Catastrophizing it, expecting the worst. Our negative thoughts, we expect the worst.
Yeah.
Have you ever, and again, to anybody listening to this, have you ever allowed negative thinking steer you into believing that nothing good can come from whatever you're dealing with, and you immediately expect the worst with no logic or reason to persuade you otherwise? Right? It happens.
Nailed it. Yeah. This Always. Is, People do that all the time. Yes.
Right. And then the last category she identifies is polarizing. And that's when the world is black and white. There's basically good or bad. There is no in between, no middle ground for processing and categorizing life events or whatever you're dealing with. Again, that's that negative thinking, not seeing it, you know, more fluid. It's this or that, black or white. And it can take us down that bad path. So the first thing to do to start working on positive self-talk is you got to identify the negative thinking, right? And that's what we got to squash, is that negative thinking. So, and I think our brains are hardwired to remember all of the negative experiences over positive ones. I got a great example. Name all the NFL kickers that won a Super Bowl by making a kick. And now name the NFL kickers that lost the Super Bowl by missing a kick. Go ahead, name one.
Listen, I'm the wrong guy. I know it was the Buffalo Bills kicker. I tell you that right now.
But you remember
wide
that.
Right.
Wide
right. Yeah.
Why to remember that, right? Because that's the negative experience that all exactly. of us yep. remember. You can't remember. I mean, you probably could if you sat and thought about it, but immediately
right.
you're remembering wide right.
It's not Norwood, is it?
It is Scott Norwood. It's Scott Norwood.
Listen, right. I'm telling you right now, to your point, if I can randomly remember his name, a kicker, you nailed it. And even if I couldn't, that's spot on. I can't even name a kicker in the NFL right now. I really can't. I can't name a kicker in general. Right. But I can remember the name Norwood and that he went wide right.
That's it.
And you're spot on. That's what our brains do.
That's what they do. We remember negative experiences over positive ones. We recall the times we didn't quite get something right more than the times we do.
Right.
Can you hear me?
That's way better.
Was
it's
I?
Way better. I know you think. I know you I, think I you're too getting, loud.
I was getting you animated over too, here.
You yeah. You think you're too loud. I think it's better when you're loud. Okay. I really do. You do you though. You do you. But you were like
listen,
here.
I was back here because
I'm not trying to like stop. You were right in mid thought, but you're like, I don't know if people can hear you though. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, damn, they're never gonna hear what the hell you're saying.
No, thank you. I appreciate that for recognizing that. So listen, we recall the times we didn't quite get it right more than the times we do. You know, I can recall the times, all my failures. I can recall all of them.
Yep.
Right? I can recall the things that we didn't quite get it right because our mind is, it's that negative thinking. It's the negative experiences. So we need to identify that, right? So negative self-talk versus positive self-talk. How do we change it? What are some examples? A negative thought would be like, oh, I'll disappoint everybody if I do this or if I change my mind or whatever, where maybe I just shift it. And I think maybe, hey, I have the power to change my mind and others will understand. They're going to understand why I did it, whatever it is, right? I'm just using that right. as an example.
Absolutely.
Another one is like, I failed or I embarrassed myself. I failed and that embarrassed me. Instead of me saying, wow, man, I'm super proud for even trying something yep. that I'm uncomfortable with. And that took courage. How Absolutely. Many times did I fail, Sensei, at my kata? But because I was, right, I learned. but there's something to that. It's because of the environment I was in, right?
Right.
So that, and we're going to get to that. Part of your self-positive talk is surrounding yourself with positive environments and positive people.
Yes, sir.
I could have failed that kata. And not got my stripe to advance onto my next belt and walked out of 5-star and never turned around and gone back because 100%. I felt embarrassed. But because of the environment I was around and the positive energy was basically, you'll get this. Do not give up. One thing you always say when somebody's doing a kata is if you screw up, just keep going. Explain yep. that. Why do you always say that?
I'll explain that the best that I can. And the reality is, so martial arts to me is so much more than just self-defense, right? So that's where it stems from, obviously, is self-defense. But in life, and we use the martial arts platform to help teach life. And I know that sounds like crazy and some kumbaya stuff, but we really do. And that's my goal and our vision at 5-star. So in life, we're going to use the kata that you're performing as thinking about it as though it's your life. Your kata isn't always going to go smooth. There's going to be parts of your kata that are rough. There's going to be parts of your kata that are hard. There's going to be times where you just straight up don't remember it or screw up. Well, guess what? That's what happens in life, right? So when you're going through life, not every day is going to be great. Not every moment in your life is going to be smooth. There's going to be times where you have to push through screwing up to make it to the other side and to continue to live this great life. And it's the same thing in your kata. So your kata is symbolic to life.
Yeah.
If you screw up your kata, you have to push through and you have to be able to adapt and figure out how you're going to get back to where you were supposed to be and how you're going to make it. And that's the same way, you know, it's the same thought in life is you're going to screw up sometimes, but you have to keep going. And so it's funny that you bring that up. But that's it. Perfect. That's why. That's part of that vision and that thought.
Exactly. There's so many. We can go on and on and on.
All day, man.
You know, I'm overweight, out of shape. Might as well not bother. I'll just settle with my unhappiness. You know, stop. That's negative self-talk. Instead, I'm capable and strong. I want to get healthier. I want to live a healthier lifestyle. I am going to get better, you know, with my diet or my exercise or whatever it is. The point is, making positive self-talk needs to be part of your normal day.
Yes, it does.
You got to identify the negative thinking, block that out, increase your self-talk, your positive self-talk.
I think that's exactly it. So I think for most people, if you're not super like hyper aware of your personality and such, I think for most people, they don't realize the negative self-talk that they have because it's not always so easy to see. It's not always where you're sitting there like, oh, I suck. Or you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm fat. Or, oh, I'm this. You're not necessarily telling yourself that, but subconsciously, you are picking apart the negative in every situation, not realizing that you're doing it. So the important thing to your point is recognizing when you're doing that. Again, it's not always that easy. You're not always just sitting there saying to yourself, I'm this, I'm that, this is bad, this is that. But when you notice the negative thoughts or the negative vibes coming in, you have to be able to recognize that and to think positively. You know, self-talk. So, and I'll tell you real quick, I think we're in the reason we have these conversations, and I feel like I say it every podcast, but I feel like it's important, is because we speak through experience. We speak through our life experiences. You and I happen to be two incredibly positive people, and we're aware of that. We are positive people. We see the good in situations. For me, I think that happened back when I was in grade school and I was a C student, right? And my parents, so I'd be a C student, right? And you know how you get the comments on your report card? My comment would basically say, Paul doesn't do shit in school, but he's a pleasure to have in class. Like
pleasure
I love
having class.
I love having your kid in my class, but he's got a C, right? And my parents would get the report card and be like, "What is this? What is this C?" And I'm over here like, "Yeah, it's a C."
I'm a pleasure in class.
Right, it's read a C, but print. She loves having me in class, Dad.
That's right.
I can't be grounded for that. Look at this.
I put the P in pleasure.
That's exactly it. So did you just come up with that?
Yes.
So I think that's where my positive self-talk started was, you know, mom and dad would be like, you're grounded for until you get your grades up. And I'd be like, wait a minute, listen, man, like you're not looking at the full scope here. You did not read that Miss Sweeney thinks I am a pleasure to have in class.
That's right.
So that's when I started my positive self-talk was right then and there. You can look at that C all day long, but I'm still a pleasure. But anyways, so, you know, why is positive self-talk good for you? I'll tell you one thing. Like, here's the thing, man. When it comes to positive self-talk, there's endless reasons on why it's good for you. It's proven that people with positive self-talk tend to be more successful in life. It's proven that it helps reduce stress. Now, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this, right? Especially using the past 10 months as an example. If I was to tell you, Tim, listen to me right now, or listener, you listening to me right now, I have a way that you can reduce your stress level and it's going to take you less than 5 minutes a day. I can tell you right now, I can make you stress less, and it's easy to do. Will you do it?
Yes. Preach.
Listen to this. Ready? It gets better, man. It's free. It's free. This isn't going to cost you a dime. Ready?
Yep.
All you need to do is look for the positives in every situation, every single situation, from death, which, right, would be in the top five worst situations, mm-hmm, on. You have to be able to look for the positives. And I promise you, you will live a less stressful life. Okay. It helps boost your confidence. Approaching life with positive self-talk, that will help you boost your confidence. It helps build better relationships. I go on all day. Thinking positively is a tool that we all have, an ability that we all have. You just have to make it happen. You have to consciously think about it, right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's time to mute the negative thinking and turn the volume up on the positive self-talk. I think that is, I think it's spot on. We haven't
said
that yet.
You're right. Be aware of what's you know, in between your ears, right? So it's crazy. Like, we listen to what other people say all the time. And as important as that is, what's more important is what we're telling ourselves, right? It's what you tell yourself on a daily basis. That is more important than anything we hear from anybody else. Yeah. So be careful what you let in between your ears. You have to be careful of what you let in between your ears. And that means what you are telling yourself. So let me ask you this. What's your thought or your advice on becoming a positive, you know, self-talker? What would you do? What would you, if you could tell somebody right now, like, listen, if they're like, okay, Tim, that sounds great. Sounds okay. Yeah. Mr. Kumbaya, Tim Ellis sounds awesome. Okay. Well, buddy, how do I do that? Tell me, give me one point, Tim. How am I going to do that?
It's the power of your words. It's the power of what you're using as words and just switching them up for whatever situation you're in. Your words matter. Your words help you decide whether you're going to believe in something or whether it's completely impossible. Has anybody ever told you something is impossible? Why? Yeah. Because that's their negative thinking telling them that. And now they're telling you that this is possible. Anything's possible. Anything you want to put your mind to is possible if you believe that. Anybody tell you, you know, oh, you'll never be that person. You'll never succeed. You'll never, there's no way. That's their negative thinking. And
right.
So I think the first thing would be to change your words or change your mindset. And I think, you know, a lot of what we talk about is truly a lot of mindset, and it's taking control over that mind. A lot of times people are living consciously in an unconscious state, if that makes sense, right?
And it absolutely makes sense.
They're just going through day-to-day emotions, and their mind is telling them, you know, whatever it wants to, and they're not controlling it. And I think a lot of this is just taking control.
Absolutely. Again, I think
– yep.
Keep going. No, sorry.
Muting out, completely muting out that negative thinking, and then cranking the volume up on the positive self-talk. Changing your words, changing your mindset. That's what I would tell them to do.
And you're right. And that's it, guys. Like, that's it. But then from there, all you have to do is practice, right? So if you want to get good at anything, you have to practice, right? If I want to be the best martial artist, I have to practice. If I want to have the most successful companies, I have to practice at that. If I want to be good at basketball, I have to practice. If I want to be good at writing, I have to practice. Public speaking, I have to practice. This is no different, especially if this isn't your normal, if you weren't a C student like I was and had to find the positive on that report card, right? And this isn't your normal, just for the record, in college, I was on Dean's list. But anyways,
attaboy.
If this isn't, if it was business school, man, I couldn't have been more excited. But anyways, so if this isn't your normal, especially, you have to practice it. You have to be in that bad situation where your brain is telling you all of those negative thoughts, and you have to recognize it, sit back and say, oh, wait a minute. This is what my boys, Tim and Paul, were talking about.
Hold up.
I'm going to hold up a minute and let me look for the positive right here. Listen, if you cannot find the positive, if you have a situation in your life that you cannot find the positive, I want you to text me 315-572-6993. One more time, 315-572-6993. If you have a situation in your life that you cannot find the positive in, text me and I will find the positive for you. And I will help you get through it. That's a promise. So we have to practice self-talk. I think that's super important. And what's going to happen? See, a lot of times we conform to the identity that people give us. I'll never forget. I had one of my employees when I was a manager at another company. I was just living life, man. I was just being me, right? And I had a manager or one of my employees tell my brother. My brother was working at a gas station, and this guy went in and he's working. And my brother's like, "Hey, I see you work at whatever Mitsubishi." And the guy's like, yeah. He's like, "My brother's the manager there over in the service." He's like, "Your brother's Paul?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's my brother." He's like, "Man, he's the most positive guy I've ever met." Mind you, I didn't realize I was a positive guy. I that might sound really weird. I really didn't. I do now. At that time, I didn't even recognize it. I was just being me.
Right.
And he said that. And my brother told me that. And I can't tell you how good that made me feel. And you know what I did after that? As I started to pay attention to the way that I was acting, the way that I was treating people, the way that I was thinking, and I realized, holy cow, I am a positive person. It also made me do it more. I became an even better version of that because I was like, wow, this is me, and this is what people think of me. I want to be even better at it. And we do that whether it's positive or negative. So if somebody tells you, and listen, for any kids listening, like close your ears for a second, but if somebody tells you, you're always such a bitch, now you take that, you process that, and you become comfortable with, that's who I am. I'm just a bitch. I'm always mean. I'm always rude. Mm-hmm. And that you really are, you really become what people tell you you are.
Yep.
So you either need to recognize that and say, whoa, that's how I am, and flip it, or you truly end up embracing it and being an even bigger version of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish it up, dude.
All right, so I'm going to take it out here.
You're taking it out. Take it out. Take it away, Paul.
So, guys, we're going to end it here, right? We're going to end this here.
Puts the pee in pleasure.
And you called me peanut earlier. But anyways,
peanut
we're going to...
puts the pee in pleasure.
About all this. So we're going to end the podcast here, guys. And as we do every single week, we just want to remind you that we have one chance on this earth to make the best of it, to live every day like it could be your last. Make memories, take pictures, and don't take anything for granted.
All right, guys. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you next week. Live well.